Okay, hello. This is Rocket Robin, and we're talking tonight. It was Sunday, June 1st, and we saw an exciting back-and-forth game with an injury-time goal by Cyrus Rawlings for North Toronto, getting a 4-3 win. I'm sure it must have been an upset, but I have good sport here, head coach Anthony Vidori of Vaughan, who will talk tonight. I'll ask him a few questions. Let's start with your thoughts on tonight's game.
We knew it was going to be a tough game. North Toronto, very organized, very committed group. I think the issue with us was we had opportunities, I think, to get up early, and we didn't capitalize on our chances. And I think the longer you let any team in this league stay in the game, the harder it is to win. And I think that was indicative tonight.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, with the, you know, now that we're down to an elite 11 in this league, there's no more of these games with 23 teams that there weren't. There were some that were almost playgrounders. Let's see. Now, I had asked North Toronto about 6 weeks ago. He admitted, the coach, that Prostrand, that 75% of his roster came from TMU University. I know Vaughan used to have a relationship with York. How many players, or are there players that are students at York?
Yeah, we still have a few that are students at York, with a relationship with Carm, the other head coach.
Yes.
And we have a lot of players from the NCAA that come home, and then we get in.
Okay.
I think there was probably about four in the game tonight that are back from school.
All right. So, but would most of your the players have originated through Vaughan, like the youth academies and that, for the years, and go to school, but they come back?
Yes.
Okay, nice loyalty. There's some other teams that do that. I noticed that, like in tonight's game, there were at least, looked like, three Campoli brothers, a goalkeeper, defender, and a forward. Are they?
two are brothers. The defender and the forward are brothers, and the goalkeeper, same last name, no relation.
Oh, right.
The two brothers are actually brothers with one of the guys that coaches our League Two team, Fab Campoli.
Yes, I know him well too. Okay, let's see. From the leading goal scorer last year in the whole league was Rashawn Walks, and he's drifted off to Simcoe County Rovers. You folks have seemed to have covered for all his league goals by spreading it out between your players. Is that, I guess, because of injuries? We saw how many North Toronto had, or faked tonight. That, is it better to have, like, three guys with eight or one guy with 24 goals?
It's always strategy. Nice. It's always nice to have the leading scorer on your team, but I think I've always said it doesn't matter who scores as long as we score.
Yeah, true. Yeah, great. And so, although he went up to Simcoe County Rovers, you were able to bring back, and I know they played for your team before, I call them the Cubans, Portel and Benitez Hernandez, or Benito Hernandez.
Yeah, right.
And I guess just getting them back.
Well, Orlandis Benitez didn't come back. I believe he's with Scorsopi. I'm not even sure, but Alejandro came back. Alejandro's a boy. He's in Cuba right now. His father passed away, so he went back to spend time with his family.
Yeah. Oh, and I missed asking. They made an announcement. I didn't know this beforehand, but it was Rolf Mohammed's last game. Yeah.
He's moving back to Italy to help his family. Yeah, he's been with us for a few years now. He's a great guy, and we wish him the best. Just a good person. Yeah. So we're going to miss him.
Family obligations, yes, that can be brought into it. Let's just say the ambitions for the year. You're still in the quarterfinals of the League Cup, which you guys won last year. You're trying to hold on to that after they revised that from being on the shelf for a couple of years. And also, there's still, it's hard to say where you are on the tables now because there's so many upsets today.
Yep.
Let's see, in the top half anyway, still the goal is to just press on.
I think it's
no playoffs, though.
I think it's pretty open. We can't afford to draw points like we did tonight. Yeah. Like you said, every game's a tough game. So, the cup. Yeah, we ultimately our goal is to do as well as possible, finish as high in the team. But it's also to prepare players for the next level, whether it's kids that are going back to school or whether it's guys looking to go pro. Our objective is to always push players on as to as high a level as we can.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for this interview, and I'm gradually catching on. I mean, we're in the seventh week already, and I still haven't seen half the teams, but thank you very much.